order.
Hold on a second. I want to ask the secretary to read the amendment.
Well, I don't believe Janet sent the amendment, or at least I didn't get it.
I did. I can read it. Yes. I can read it.
If you will only read it.
Thank you.
Please do so now.
Okay. Before the ballots go out, all directors running for any of the contested committee seats are to have the opportunity to make a candidate statement at an open session about their qualifications to be on with the respective committees.
Thank you. All right.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Brian votes no.
Jose Luis Fuentes. And here you will come back. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Jose Luis votes no. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Lydia Berzon.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castanez.
No.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
For transfer and information, yes.
Glenn?
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Yes, of course.
Doreen Roberts votes no. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Lizette, sorry, she's not here. Tony Norman.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
One moment, please. Vote is 7-10-1.
Pardon me, what's
the amendment failed.
What's the vote?
7-10-1.
Okay. So now we are ready to vote on Brian's motion on the procedure, which has been sent to people. Serene, could you read it before we vote on it?
Can I get a point of information?
What is your question, Kim?
We're out of time. Madam Chair, we're out of time for this item. Why
Serene, you weren't called on, but Marky called
point
on me for my question.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
This will be quick, Serene. This
point of
quick.
Order, Madam Chair.
I'm in the middle of a point of information.
Hold on a second, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Serene?
This is the problem. If we're out of time, then we're out of time for everyone. Different rules? No. She gets the same rule we get.
Well, except Brian can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that a point of information is in order at any time unless we are actually in the middle of a vote. Is that correct? Am I wrong?
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
When we've reached a time limit, there's no more discussion or deliberation.
Got it.
This is not discussion or deliberation. This is a point of information, and it would have taken 30 seconds to just answer my question.
It's the precedent. It's the horrible precedent. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
The precedent of due process. All right, then, Serene. We got it. Point of information. Can I get my question answered?
What is your question, Kim?
Which are the contested committees? I know MS is one, and programming, and what was the third one?
Madam Chair, not only is that not relevant to what we're doing, but I covered that at the beginning.
I know you did.
Are we going to move or are we going to move?
You did not send out your report, Serene, which is why I'm asking
just
again.
Answer it. Just answer it. It's much
Serene,
shorter.
Just tell us what the committee
is. I have a 3-year-old with the same problem. It's much shorter. We can't run a meeting like that.
Serene.
Everyone has something else they want to add.
Serene, just tell us what the committees are, please. I understand your frustration.
Financing for A. Finance for K. Programming for K, as I said not so very long ago.
Thank you very much.
Oh, those are the only two elections, correct?
Three.
Jesus.
It was
Madam
three
Chair.
Elections,
I see.
Kim.
I see.
Okay.
Three elections.
Okay, we're voting now. We're moving to a vote now.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Madam
you.
Madam Chair, I wish, I wish to withdraw from those three committees. That would solve an election issue.
No, it doesn't. You have nothing to do with it.
But what? I don't understand.
Go to
okay, home. Disregard it. Disregard it then.
Okay.
We're also out of time. Why are people talking? Let's vote.
Go ahead, Serene. Call the vote.
Brian Edward Steigert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Manijay Sabah.
I don't know these people, so I abstain.
Oh, my goodness. Lady, yes or no?
She said
oh,
abstain.
Really?
She abstained.
Well, behave,
yes
man.
Or no? Yes,
she,
no, or
she
abstain.
Abstained.
Point of order.
Madam Chair,
someone else
out of order.
Someone else was screeching very loudly, so I couldn't hear her. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
I can't hear Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. No. I'm voting no.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Thank you.
I have 1251. I would ask the Assistant Secretary to verify those numbers.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Do you wish to vote?
Madam Chair, Brian, motion to extend time.
Thank you, Brian. No.
20 minutes.
I don't.
I'm Lauren,
not.
Lauren, second.
Thank you. I'm not voting. Okay, so there's a motion to extend time by 20 minutes. It's not debatable. Ask the Secretary to take the vote, please.
Ask if there's objection first.
Oh, are there any objections?
Wow, I have a huge objection to that. Y'all just complained about, you know, we can't make public statements because we're out of time.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you want to, you voted that down because we were out
of
time.
It's not debatable.
And
call
now
the roll.
You're making a 20-minute extension.
It's not debatable. The motion is not debatable, please.
Well, yeah, I object.
I'm asking the Secretary to take a vote.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brian, thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel. Can't hear you, Richard.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Pass.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah.
I don't know what this vote is about. What is it about?
Extending for 20 minutes.
Extend for 20 minutes? I abstain.
Jim Brown. We'll come back. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Richard Uzel.
I changed my...
Hang on, manager. Richard.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Manager.
No. I changed my vote.
Jim Brown, didn't hear you. On extending 20 minutes.
Ow.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I got dropped off the call.
Ah.
And the chair?
Hold on. The secretary is counting the votes.
Madam Chair, I have 10-5-3. I would ask the secretary to double-check my vote.
I have 10-4-3.
Voting no.
I'm sorry, you're right. 10-5-3.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
On extending time, yes.
And your vote is?
Yes.
Okay, 11-5-3, the motion passes.
Okay. So now we are at the point
Brian
on our,
here.
Agenda. Oh, okay, Brian.
I move we hold a continuation of tonight's meeting on Thursday, May 1st.
We're not
beginning
we're not.
At 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Point of order.
We're not there yet. We have George's motion on governance next on the agenda before we get to the next meeting date.
Oh, I thought that was at the top of unfinished business.
No.
Nope.
It was
the next item.
I withdraw
right
it. I apologize.
Thank you. Okay. So go ahead. Let's see. So now we have before us the motion from the Governance Committee on the timeline for the bylaws amendments. And I will take a speaker's list.
George is the chair.
Well, let me speak to it first.
Sure. Go ahead, George.
The bylaws are completely clear about the procedure. The times specified in here between when the bylaws amendments are put up on the PNB website and when you vote, and after that when things are counted, all of that is exactly as it is in the bylaws. The reason this is urgent is we felt, the governance committee felt, that the would be a good idea if we notified people well in advance that that was going to happen, that there would be a date when they'd have to have their bylaws amendments in. And I should say, the governance committee has no authority to propose a bylaw amendment. It requires any six directors, to propose a bylaw amendment. They just have to do it before June 3rd. And we're notifying the whole world at this point, April 17th, that's in fact what the timeline is. I ask that you all approve this. We do need to get bylaws amendments through, and this sets up a time where we can do it in a timely manner.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
I'd like to amend it to make it, since it calls for posting it on the website, to April 21st. Since tomorrow it's Friday, it will at least give it till Monday. It's reasonable. That extra date was not part of the bylaws mandated timeline. It was, again, as George said, to allow not just PMB members, but also LSBs and the members at large who are also eligible to propose bylaws. They can't do so if they don't know what our bylaws timeline is. So we thought we would have that extra little bit of time to post the actual timeline, starting, my amendment would be April 21st,
and it doesn't change any of the other dates, since the other dates are based on what's prescribed in the bylaws.
Okay. So taking the amendment, which has just been made, is there a second to the amendment?
Doesn't need it. It's a committee resolution.
Oh.
Well, but I'm amending it.
Lydia's amending it to change.
Oh, I'm sorry. The amendment needs a second. That's right. Sorry.
I'll second. Second,
okay.
Serene.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene.
Okay.
Right.
So, Benito, point of information.
What is your question, Benito?
What was the date to move it to the deadline?
It just changed. In the motion from the committee, today is the day that it would have to be posted on the website. And so Lydia is proposing that we move that to Monday the 21st.
Okay.
So that there's time to do that. Are there any objections to Lydia's amendment? Hearing none, so ordered, so that the date will now be changed from the 21st, from the 17th to the 21st. All right. Is there any further discussion on the motion from the Governance Committee?
I have questions.
What is your question, Kim? Keep it to one.
Well, considering I'm new on the PNB and have not been through this process, nor have some others, I don't understand where these bylaws amendments come from. And, you know, obviously, you know, Lydia has some in her pocket and George has some in his pocket, maybe out of governance. I don't know. Where do the rest of us who have an interest in this subject, you know, what do we do?
George, would you like to respond to that?
Yes. You get five other people who agree that you should have that bylaws amendment, and you propose it before June 3rd.
So we don't have to go through the governance committee?
No. The governance committee has been considering some bylaws amendments, but really for the purpose of trying to get some agreement prior to actually putting them up. There was one, for instance, that I will propose that said we have two bylaws proposals each year, but I have to get five other people to do it as well. It doesn't really affect things. It's just that we felt really for a couple of years now that it was useful to have the discussions so people were clear about what the bylaws amendments meant in the governance committee before they were actually proposed. But it's not required at all.
Well, I'm confused. Like, how does
Kim, hold on. Maybe somebody else wants to ask a question. Hang on.
Well, I'd like a follow-up question.
Well, you have to wait a minute. Let me see.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so there's if you look in the bylaws, there's a whole section on how to propose amendments. It's also useful to look at the previous group of amendments, and what is the norm, although that's not required in the bylaws, is to have the original bylaws as originally stated, and then by some form, either strike out, or I usually do it in caps, to indicate in what the new amendment would be like, and you know what the changes would be to that new amendment. And then the trick is to make sure that one bylaw section doesn't affect another bylaw section or contradict it and whatever. So it's really helpful when you have other people who sign on to it who help collate all of that information. And, of course, as I said, members can propose it. LSVs can propose them. It doesn't have to be PMB members.
Okay. Anyone else?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Serene.
It's not a question. It's referring the member to Article 17, where the process is detailed. Article 17 of the bylaws. It's cosmicterror.net, and the bylaws are right up there.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Are we ready to take a vote on this matter? All right. I'm asking the secretary to take a vote.
Let me ask one question.
What is your question, Richard?
Did you say that this coming year there's going to be two periods of that bylaws can be submitted?
No one said that. I did not hear that.
I did. Oh, I heard that too. That's what George said.
Please.
Go ahead, George.
What I said was that I am planning on proposing a bylaws amendment to that effect. This year, if that passes, it has no effect. Because the bylaws, the way we're amending the bylaws is the way the bylaws are now. If it passes, next year we would have two chances to amend the bylaws. That's what I said.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, what the bylaws read right now is that we have one bylaws amendment calendar per year, unless the board decides otherwise. So it's not like we're precluded from adding another one. But to be more specific, if there are some people on the governance committee who felt it should be more clearly specified with a mandate to have two as opposed to the option of having two.
Right.
So we're having it early enough that if people wanted to have another one later. But also the thinking was, since we're going to have elections this year, is that we don't run into the same situation that we had last year. Well, we didn't have elections, but it gets too close to the end of the year to get those bylaws passed. And I assume that some of those same bylaws that were proposed last year will be proposed again.
All right. Is there any further discussion on this? Is everyone clear? Okay. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll, please.
Do you have any objections?
Ah, are there any objections? Thank you, Adriana.
Yes, this is Kim. I do.
All right. So we'll take a vote.
Brian Edwards Stegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coben.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta. Can't hear you. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Kim Coffin.
No.
Ron Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Can't hear you, Hank. George Wright.
Yes.
Hank
yes.
says yes. George says
George
yes.
George says yes.
Okay. Richard Duvall.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman.
No.
Reno says yes. Manager Saba.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Rodrigo, didn't hear you.
Yes.
One moment, please.
Yes. Did you get my vote?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Yes, I have you as a yes. One moment, please. Madam Chair, I have 15 yes, 3 no. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I want to vote yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
Thank you. All right, so now we're at the item on the agenda for the next meeting date.
Brian here.
Go ahead, Brian.
I move we hold a continuation of tonight's meeting Thursday, May 1st, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. The chair has to object on personal I can't attend a meeting that night. I'll be in the air between here and another part of the country, but you all
I'll withdraw it.
You can all meet without me. I'll be happy.
I'll withdraw it.
What was that date? I'm sorry.
Is it George?
Go ahead, George.
I'm withdrawing it.
Okay.
I know, but I'd still like to know what it was.
May 1st.
2 weeks from today is May Day, Thursday, May 1st.
Okay, thank you.
And most of us will be...
I'd like to move we have a continuation of this meeting in 1 week on the 24th.
All right.
I second.
Okay. Oh, well, let me ask if there's any objection to that.
I object because we don't have any set meetings. We're just going on meeting every twice a week, two times a week, 40 times a week. Let's get some order in this thing.
Okay. The motion is that we meet a week from tonight on May 21st. Let's see how much time. Yeah, someone has to post.
Brian with a substitute.
24th. 24th.
24th. 18:24. hold on. Brian, what is your substitute?
May 8th.
All right.
I object.
Okay,
I object.
So let's see. A substitute motion we deal with first. So now the motion on the floor is...
Point of order.
Go ahead,
Margie.
George.
A substitute motion is different than a regular amendment in that you can actually discuss both at the same time. You do take the vote on the substitute first.
But both are up for discussion at the same
right.
time, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So essentially we are debating the merits of meeting either on the 24th of April, which is in 1 week, or on May 8th. Is that the date you said? Is that what that is? I don't know. May 7th, May 8th? Somebody.
May 8th, 3 weeks.
May 8th, 3 weeks from tonight.
Point of information, please, or
okay.
point of clarification. Who seconded that motion for the 8th?
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so now we are essentially discussing the two options simultaneously.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Go ahead, Jose.
This is Heather Margie.
Okay, I'll put you on the list, Heather.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Jose Luis.
I'd like to amend that last motion for it to be an in-person motion, in-person meeting.
Thank you, pardon.
What?
Point of order, Brian.
Brian, what is your point?
Our bylaws require 30 days notice of in-person meetings.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So the discussion on the floor at this point is a debate, essentially a debate between, as I said before, the 24th and the 8th. So the floor is open for discussion. Hearing no discussion, perhaps we should
no,
take...
No, Margie, I'm sorry. I'm on the stack.
Oh, I'm Heather. Sorry. You're absolutely
no
right,
no problem.
Heather. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm opposed to the 8th because that's when the affiliates is setting up its meeting, the second Thursday of the month. And, you know, this has been a real struggle because we've kept having to change because of the PNB meetings. So it's on the calendar for May the 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. I'm hoping we will not set the meeting for that date.
Okay. Further discussion?
Yeah, Hank?
Go ahead, Hank.
I'm traveling on the 24th, so the 8th is preferable to me.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think that most of us strive not to schedule things on Thursdays, period. I mean, I do in terms of, you know, other work, other organizations that I'm in. When I vote for a date, I make sure it's never on a Thursday, but I support the 8th.
Okay.
May 1st, by the way, because most of us are going to be, at least here in L.A., at May Day marches, we're going to barely be straggling in at 5 o'clock and 5:30. So
Serene with a point of...
I prefer May 8th.
Sorry, Serene with a point of information.
What is your question, Serene?
Would it be appropriate for me to bring an amendment for yet a different date?
Sure. I forget how many amendments we can pile up here.
Well, I think we have the writer for the 24th, and we have the amendment for the 8th.
Okay.
Point of information, what is our time constraint now?
We're almost out of time. We extended for 20 minutes, and that time is almost up.
By how many minutes?
Well, I think it's 3 minutes. I don't know what other people think. That's when
I... Yeah, I got 3 minutes.
I need to the stack.
Okay.
Can we take email vote?
I'm sorry.
So my question, please?
Yes, go ahead. What is your question?
I wanted to propose a third date if I could.
Sure. Go ahead.
I would propose Wednesday the 30th of April.
That is...
Objection.
I object. That is fanciful. That is an imposition.
Okay. My suggestion is that we try this, that we vote each date up or down and see which one gets the most votes. Can we do that?
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
What is your...
This
ahead,
is a
Kim.
Bad system where, you know, that where we cannot... figure out a date where everybody can attend. And it's like who gets to attend and who doesn't. It's not fair to eliminate people no matter what. You're traveling, so Brian doesn't want it. Well, Hank's traveling, so somebody else doesn't want it. You know, the affiliates meets on Thursday, but nobody cares about that. So this is, you know, we have to find a date where everybody can attend.
Manager,
Jenna Kay. Be great. I think that's wonderful. A wonderful idea.
Well, that was the point of setting the dates early, Margie. A motion that I had put on the agenda March 6th.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I'm not going to debate this with you.
Brian, we're at our time limit. We have to vote on all three.
Okay.
So Manager.
We're at the time limit. KPFDX calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what was being said. Go
we're
ahead.
At time.
I'm sorry. I know we're at time. So we have to vote now on the propositions that are before us. And that, I think, is the only way we can handle this. So,
here I have Margie.
Yes.
I need to say that the affiliates is more important than any individual who cannot come to a meeting. There are some of these days that you have talked about. I cannot be there, but I'm not.
Debate's over. We have to vote.
Okay, it's over.
We have affiliates. Affiliates are important to this institution,
okay.
And nobody cares about them.
I'm sorry, that's not true, Manashe. Okay.
But,
We're going to talk about...
We have heard this from Heather a number of times, and I think we need to vote.
We're going to take a vote now, okay?
Janet Kay, point of information.
As I understand it, the dates, we are out of time. As I understand it, the dates before us are the 21st.
24th.
The 24th, the 30th, and the 1st. Is that correct?
No, the 8th. Oh, no.
Yeah, 24th, 30th.
How could there be so many days?
The 30th is not, was it?
30th is Wednesday, it's not Thursday. 30th is Wednesday. Are you going to move to
Wednesday? Okay.
She said that.
Okay.
Point of clarification.
Thursday is May Day.
Go ahead, Benita. What is your point of
clarification? My understanding, and I've been writing down all these motions, is the 24th, April 24th, May the 8th, and April the 30th.
Very good.
Wednesday, April the 30th.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
What was the objection to April 24th?
Traveling.
No, it was just too soon.
That's not a point of information.
Okay, that's not a point of information.
No more debate. Order of the day.
Order
time
of the
vote. Go ahead.
Order of the day.
Thank you.
We're
Madam,
time. No
I
more
ask
time.
The secretary to take the roll.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Are people to announce the day that is best for them?
Yes.
Okay, everyone has the date, right?
To do that.
What?
If you want to do a straw poll,
point of information. Point of information, please.
Brian is speaking. Why are you shouting?
Okay. I'll recognize you in a second, Janet. What is your point, Brian?
It's point of order. You have to vote on the amendments in order unless you suspend the rule to do a straw poll.
Okay. So, what's the...
Somebody
tell me... Benito just did it in order, 24th, 8th, and 30th.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Point of information.
We're going to vote on them in order.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're not recognizing my point of information?
I'm going to recognize your point of order right now. What is your question?
It's not a point of order. It's a point of information.
The question was, because the secretary could never keep still.
Gee.
And let anybody else get a word in.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Okay, go ahead.
The question was the inappropriate and outlandish and out of our normal calendar date, Wednesday the 30th, was that suggestion ever seconded, or was that, in fact, a Third Amendment?
That was...
How about Saturday morning?
Okay.
If y'all can get
that's
there
a great
Saturday
idea.
Morning...
Oh, wait a minute.
That's a great idea.
Janet, let me go back. Was there a second to the proposal for April 30th?
Yes.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay, now, everybody, we're going to take a vote. Go ahead, Serene. Please call the vote.
A point of information, this is on April 30th, first. Is that...
No. Yes.
Wednesday.
It was the last.
One first, yes.
Okay. So it goes this way. April 30th, May 8th, April 24th. Okay, go ahead.
Is it Wednesday? You are proposing a Wednesday meeting?
Yeah. Right. Please, don't talk about it anymore. Yes.
People, please.
The vote is
Brian Edwards Tegert, please. I'm sorry.
Brian votes no on the 30th.
That's the wrong vote. Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Colburn.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Rosa.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Kaufman votes yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castaneda.
No.
Frank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden. Jack Coleman.
Yes.
I'm sorry? Did you say yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Serene Roberts votes yes. Marja Sabat.
No.
Oh, I changed my vote to no.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Tony Nauman. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Tony Nauman.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes. Janet Kay, I want to change my vote to yes.
Rodrigo?
Abstain.
One moment. Serena abstain. One moment, please.
This is Kim. I changed my vote to no.
Oh, I voted the wrong way. Oh, I undo my vote. Jeez. How far is it? Losing it. Losing it.
I would ask you, I have 5-10-3. Mass, the Assistant Secretary, to verify my count. There were a few changes.
I have
six yes. Okay, my yeses are Coburn, Lamb, Ryder, Brown, and Gray. Lawrence voted no. Janet changed to no. I changed to abstain. On abstentions, I had Rodrigo, Uzel, and myself. Did anyone hear me read a vote that they do not believe is theirs? Madam Chair?
Yes.
It seems that the 30th fails.
Okay. Moving on to the May 8th.
Brian Edwards Tegert?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Sorry. Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Can't hear you. Welcome back. Lydia Bresson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Which day this is?
The 8th.
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uvell? Excuse me. Can't hear you, Richard.
No. No.
Okay. Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman?
No.
Serene passes. Manager? Manager Salah? Serene votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Pass for a minute.
Okay, Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Okay, Rodrigo, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. George, you passed?
I vote no.
Money.
Yes, I was just about to call you.
Thank you.
What is your vote?
No.
Benito? Yes?
I'll vote yes.
One moment, please. I'm getting 11-7. Adriana, what do you have?
I have 10-8. Can we read the? Can you read the vote?
Sure. And yes, I have Brian Jose Luis. I'm sorry. And yes, I have Brian, Rodrigo, Lydia, Lawrence, Adriana, Hank, myself, Serene. Jim Brown, Benito, Tony Norman, and Heather. On no's, that leaves Jose Luis, Janet Coven.
No, I was no.
And Kim was Heather, no.
I'm
sorry, one at a time. Heather, what are you saying?
She was
no.
No,
I didn't vote yes for it. I voted no.
Okay.
Kim voted no. Kim voted no.
So did I.
Manager voted no.
Janet Coleman voted no. Okay, wait. Just let.
I'm sorry. Did you
just hold on and let the secretary deal with it.
I will read the people I have as yes. You please confirm as we go along. Brian.
Just read
Brian.
It.
We're
voted
muting.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Lydia?
I said we're muting, so.
Okay.
So yes.
I'm reading the yeses. If let me know if you're not in that category, and I say you are.
Okay.
I have Brian, Rodrigo, Lydia, Lawrence, Adriana, Hank, myself, Jim Brown, Benito, and Tony Norman. In no's. We have Jose Luis, Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, George Ryder, Richard Uzel, Janet Coleman, Manny Jay, and Heather is now in the right column. So it's 10-8.
Madam, did Chair vote?
So we would. Madam Chair, are you there?
Yes, I vote. I vote yes.
Okay, so that's 11-8. Shall we take a vote then on the date of the 24th?
Yes.
Point of order?
Yes, George.
No.
This was a substitute motion. When the substitute passes, you take a vote on whether you actually want to do it, really. So that becomes the main motion, and then you take another vote on what you just voted on, basically.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. For Brian, that my understanding is that generally when there are different dates being offered, you do, in fact, vote all dates, and you see which one has the greatest majority. Is that wrong?
No. Not unless you suspend the rules to do that.
Right. That's what he said before. So this is at this point, this is a substitute motion which has been amended, which amends the main motion to hold the meeting on May 8th.
And what's the other date still open?
The 24th, but that we're not.
There are
vote.
No more dates open.
There are no more dates open.
There's no more dates.
But the date we haven't voted on is the 24th.
We're not going to vote on it because this is a substitute motion and it replaces the main motion.
Madam Chair?
Wow. Okay. Adriana?
What is the date?
Thank you. What was your question, Adriana?
Yes. We are past the time.
Thank you. Okay, so we have
to.
So we're voting now on the main motion, which has been amended to the next meeting shall be on May 8th. Because it's a weird Robert's Rules thing. Once you've passed a substitute motion, then you have to confirm that by voting once again. We've run into this many times. Okay, so I'm asking the secretary to take the roll on the main motion.
Brian Evans-Seegard?
Yes.
Jose Ruiz-Sanders?
Abstain.
What?
Yeah,
it's okay. Go on, Serene.
Janet Coburn? Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? I'm sorry, Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Florence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castanet?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
No, abstain.
I'm sorry.
Burden abstained.
Okay. Janet Coleman?
I vote no.
Green passes. Manager Sabah?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Absolutely no.
Janet Coburn, you pass.
Abstain.
Actually, I changed my vote to no. I just realized this is a bad day.
Me too. I want to change my vote to no.
Yeah, this is the affiliates day.
This is George. I want to change my vote to no.
Whoa. If we could just do this in a relatively orderly manner. There was another woman speaking when Manager was speaking. Who was that, and what are you trying to do?
Manager?
No, Manager, I have your vote that you changed from abstention to no. There was another woman speaking when Manager was speaking. Who is that person, and what is it you wish to say? Oh, Bikibi. George?
I want to change my vote to no.
Richard, I'll change mine to no, too.
Yes,
Janet
Carol
Kate.
Sorry.
Changed my vote to no.
Who is that?
Janet K.
And Carolyn Burden changes from abstain to no.
Three in votes, yes. One moment, please, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'm getting a total of 10-7-2 in light of the number of changes. I'd like to do a read back.
Sure.
Are you getting the same numbers, Adriana, by the way? Just track me on this. On the yeses, I have Brian, Rodrigo, Lydia, Lawrence, Adriana, Hank, Serene, Jim Brown, Benito, Tony. That's it. On the noes, I now have Janet Coburn, George Ryder, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Manijay Sabah, and Heather Gray. On abstentions, I have Jose Luis and Kim Coughlin.
Did you ask the chair?
No. Before I do that, I just want to make sure everyone is in the column they have decided to be in. Okay, Madam Chair, the vote is 10-7-2. What is your vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. The motion passes, and we are meeting on the 8th.
Okay. And at this point, it's time for us to adjourn to executive session to take up the question of minutes, which I think is the only item on the agenda. Okay?
This is just shameful that you have such disregard for the affiliates committee, really shameful of this committee. And this is Kim Coughlin, and I would like to say
the meeting is over.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, Kim.
The meeting is over, and you're talking on the listener's dime.
We're adjourning now. The meeting is adjourned. We will meet in executive session.